Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Well, good morning, Father's Vineyard family. It's good to be with you this morning. I know it looks and maybe even feels a little weird to be hearing a message from home and then even seeing the Word of God being presented in such a strange place. But, you know, where two or more are gathered, He's in the midst. And I just believe there's you and I and the entire family that's connecting via social media, Facebook and YouTube and all of that, that are with us today. And so I don't want you to feel awkward. I don't want this to feel strange. It's of course going to feel that way, but it doesn't need to be, because at the end of the day, we're all family. We're here meeting together for one purpose and one purpose only. And that is to lift up the name of Jesus. And, you know, I could come here and just start beating my chest and say, we got to have faith, 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 faith. And faith is important. But I really feel impressed today as I've been praying about what God would have me bring to bring up this one point real quick. And that is, the Bible says, perfect love casts out all fear. And we're in a time right now, and we're in a place right now where you and I are going to feel incredibly tempted to feel fearful, but we need not be. Fear not is in the Bible. You've probably heard it over 365 times, which means there's a fear not for every single day that we live. I don't know what tomorrow brings, but guess what? I don't have to. I know who holds tomorrow. And as long as I have that, I don't have faith in an outcome, but I have faith in the person who is bringing my outcome. Now, I just so happen to believe what he says, which is he works all things together for the good of those who are called according to his purpose. So if you are with us this morning, number one, welcome to Father's Vineyard. Would love to get some resources out in your hand. Pastor Terry Howell, our senior pastor, has a gift he'd like to get out into your hands. So go to fathersvineyard.org right now. Make sure you sign up for the pastor's pen. He's going to be sending out once a week in letters of encouragement, just saying, you know, God is on your side. He's still on the throne. He's never left you nor forsaken you, nor will he ever. His record is impeccable with how good he has been to his children. And I honestly believe, church, I honestly believe this, that this could be our finest hour. That right now, corporately, the big C, not the big church, the church, not just Father's Vineyard, but the church could rise and shine right now like never before. Because the world is looking for answers. The world is looking for solutions. And there's one thing I know that drives the value up of anything, just from my business background, is if you want to create value, then solve a problem. And we got the greatest problem solver in the world on our side, because he is the author and the architect and the finisher of all that is. And so we look to him, we look to the mountain in which all of our help comes from, because our help truly does come from God Almighty. So I just want to tell you today, today's message, if you think, oh, he just came up with this message because of, you know, the situation and the circumstances and all of this that we're going through right now, then let me just tell you, no, I actually was given this message in January, before any of this stuff came out, before we knew anything about what was going on. God had impressed this on my heart back in January, back when everything just seemed to be going great for everyone. You know, of course, societal problems and cultural problems brought on by politics and stuff like that, but nothing like we see today and right now. And so if you're tempted to think, well, this is just a message just to drum up and cheer up and psych up the troops, well, let me explain something to you. I'm not here to psych you up. I'm here to strap you down. And I want to strap you down to the word and the truth of God and who he is and the validity of his integrity. Because I'm telling you, folks, yes, you could look at what's going on in our world today and you could be tempted. You could be very tempted to be disheartened, to be dismayed, to be discouraged, and just to be, you know, downtrodden. Like, what is going on? But folks, I encourage you, the church grows. The church expands. The church has its most powerful time in history. It's always during persecution. And so if you're feeling a little bit like, oh, goodness, hold on, because I'm telling you, God is doing some great things. And if you will get the eyes of God and start seeing things through his perspective and start seeing what he's doing in the world today and what he's doing in the earth today and position yourself and take a posture that I want to be a part of it, I'm telling you, you could have your finest hour. You could literally, you could look back at this time period right now and say, that's the time period. That's the moment. That's when things in my finances, things in my health, things in my family, things in my faith, things that I was praying about, that oddly enough, when things were falling apart, God somehow just seemingly just took a hold of it during this, you know, having to socially disconnect and separate. And I was on my knees with God and I was praying. And then that's where I got my breakthrough. I'm telling you, that's the kind of time I believe we are all going to have if those who are plugging into what he's doing in the earth today, if we plug into what he's doing, can do and will do and wants to do in our personal lives. I believe that's the God we serve. Today, I want to talk to you about seeing rain during a drought. Seeing rain during a drought. You might be spiritually just feeling dry right now. You could be emotionally feeling dry right now. You could be in your business. I know we've got a lot of businessmen and entrepreneurs in our church, and you're like, oh, my word, they're shutting down and this is going on. And I'm telling you, you can have your finest hour in business right now in this moment. Don't believe me? I want to give you some scripture right here, and I want to get right into it. You know, 2 Corinthians is where we get he says, we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. If you're walking by what CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and all these other pundits and prophets and punditry, and all of these guys are just, you know, just this negative, you know, prophetic words is just going out, death and destruction, despair and all of this stuff. If we hone in on that, and if that's all we live. Now, listen, I'm not advocating ignorance. You need to know what's going on in the world. So, you know, you need to know how to pray, but don't let the voices of doom dictate to you and determine how you're going to feel and how you're going to respond and how what you are going to believe about what could happen. Because I'm telling you, you're going to see it in scripture today. You're going to see it in recent history. In just a moment, you're going to see how people just like you, average people that knew their God, did great exploits. I want to even show you today in our little time together here at fathersvineyard.org and on the Facebook here as we worship together. I want to show you how people that may or may not even be a believer, because God says that he reigns on the just and the unjust. I'm going to show you how you can take a moment of dryness, of drought. You can find favor in this moment right here. Favor in every area of your life. If you'll have a eyes of faith and saying, this is how I can advance the kingdom of God. You know, because it says in Hebrews 11:1, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, and it's the conviction of things not seen. I know there's some things maybe in your life right now that you don't see. You don't see how this is going to work out. You don't see how this is going to happen. You don't see how the finances are going to work. Excuse me, if you're a business owner out there, you're right now, you're going, Terry, I don't see how this is going to work. Terry, I don't see how. I'm telling you right now, this could be, and I'm believing this could be your finest hour. God can do things that are exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever think, dream, or imagine if we get his eyes of what's going on. So let's open this up. Let me ask you a question real quick. What do you see? You know, if faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen, and we walk by faith and not by sight. So we got to have eyes of faith. What do you believe it's possible to prosper during hardship? Do you believe that? Do you believe it's possible to grow during a cutback? Do you believe that this could be your Kairos moment, that supernatural moment in time that God does exceedingly abundantly above you could ever think. This is the breakthrough moment right now. See, some say, you know, and it's cliche that seeing is believing. But I believe believing is seeing. If I believe God for what he says, if I believe God for what he said he would do, if I believe God for how he can work things around and turn things around in my life, if I believe it first, I believe the scripture says I'll start to see it and it'll start to manifest. Because God is not a God that he should repent. All of his promises are yes and amen. And if you're a child of God on the broadcast today, if you're watching this at home, whether you're a member at Father's Vineyard or not, let me just tell you, if you're a child of God, you're in covenant with God. He is a God that loves to do great things for his kids. He loves to show off his kids. He loves to show the world, hey, he wants to use you as an example of how he can make things work out beyond the comprehension of Wall Street or the White House or the Congress or anything else. That's the kind of God we serve. You have got to get a keen eye and eyes of faith to say, this is what's going on, and ignore the noise, because everybody wants you to see what they want you to see. Everybody wants to shape your opinion. Everybody wants to tell you how to feel. Everybody wants to tell you that this is the way, you know, it's going right now. And because of that, you need to adopt this attitude, this mindset. Do not let, you know, that what is that passage over in Romans 12? He says, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by what? The renewing. See, there is an expressed attempt, I think, right now by culture through social media, regular media, and everything else, using current events to try to mold people's attitudes toward having eyes of faith and seeing God doing great things. You know, I want to do an exercise with you real quick that illustrates that a little bit. In this exercise, what I want you to do is I want you to watch these two teams that are throwing a basketball back and forth to their teammates. There's two teams. One's dressed in white and one's dressed in black. And all I want you to do is I want you to pay attention to how many times the team dressed in white throws the ball back and forth to one another. Okay? Don't pay attention to the team that's dressed in black throwing the ball back and forth. Just pay attention to, because I'm going to ask you at the end of this exercise, how many times does a team dressed in white throw the ball back and forth? And I tell you what I'll do. I've got it over here. For whoever gets the answer right at the end of this, I'll send out a book. And we'll just give a free book. And if more than one person gets it, we'll just keep sending out books to whoever gets it, just to incentivize you a little bit to pay attention. How many times did a team dressed in white throw the ball back and forth? Okay. Now there's going to be things that, you know, the black team's going to be moving around, the team dressed in black, they're going to be moving around. So there's going to be all kinds of things trying to distract you. But if you want to win the prize, then how many times? Cause I'm going to ask you at the end, and we'll do it off the honor system. So there's no way to tell, but, just pipe it into the chat there after it's done. And then then we'll pick, everybody that won. We'll get together and, we'll take care of you on that. But how many times did they throw it out? Because I think once you see this, it's going to illustrate something. So let's go to that right now. So how many times did you see the team dressed in white throw the ball back and forth? Now, if you answered 16, you got it right. If you answered 16, you got it right. Okay. And let us know and we'll throw something out. Now, if you've seen this exercise before, then you know what's about to happen and you probably are already trying to game the system a little bit. But for those who have never seen this before, The odds are that 50% of the people, if this is the first time you've ever seen this exercise, studies have shown 50% of the people that watch this exercise did not see a couple things. Number one, they didn't see that there was a gorilla that walked right across the stage, beat his chest, and walked right off. They've done studies after studies after studies. I even alluded to this a couple of weeks ago, if you're paying attention, in taking out the offering one Sunday. And it illustrates this, and here's what it's illustrating. As a teacher that gets up and tells you what to do and look for, or as a pastor, or as a boss, or whoever the authority, or as a parent, whoever the authority figure is that tries to shape your perspective on what you need to look for, then we want to be honoring. We want to be, you know, we're conditioned to say, okay, listen. But here's what happens. Maybe the very solution that you needed came dressed as a gorilla, but because you're paying attention to what you were told, you missed it. And that's not advocating being rebellious or anything like that, but it's illustrating that there is a difference between, having vision and having sight. If you've seen this study before, by the way, it's very interesting. They said 75% of the people that have seen this study before, some of you that have seen this and know about this study before, you probably said, yeah, there's a gorilla across the, but let me ask you this. How many players was on the white team and on the black team at the very end? See, most of it, 75% says they don't even know. See, it started off 3-3, but if you're really paying attention, see, a lot of you knew what to look for. So see, here again, preconceived ideas, preconditions, either through being conditioned by an authority figure, parent, government, whatever, or you've seen it before. So now you think you know what you're looking for and you zone right in on looking for the gorilla, but you didn't pay attention that there's 3-3 and then 3-2 at the end. Or maybe you saw that, but didn't catch that the color in the background didn't stay the same. The illustration of this is just to show this, that we go in looking at things from time to time with preconceived notions, either because we've been conditioned to look at things a certain way, or we've got some prejudices. You know, if you've already seen this exercise before, you came in with some prejudice. You already prejudged this. Oh, this is what this is. There's a gorilla going to go walk across. And then you didn't know that we changed it up a little bit and added some other things that happened that we could have asked you, did you look for? And my whole point is this, we walk by faith and not by sight. What we see, what we've been conditioned to think we need to look for, will fool us from time to time. And if you want to get in on what God is doing in the world today, whether you're in business, whether you're at home, no matter what you're doing right now, I know the situation on the ground right now in 2020, on March the 29th, I know that the situation on the ground right now is different than what it was about 2.5, 3, 4 weeks ago. I know that there's temptations like, oh my God, because uncertainty is always going to make you feel tight. It's always going to make you feel, oh, I don't know. But I want to encourage you, don't look at all the noise. Don't look at all the hoopla. Look at what is God doing right now. Get a keen eye and pay attention to what God is doing. And yes, you can look and see this is what the world's doing, but contrast that with what God's doing. Because I'm telling you, God is doing something amazing right now. And this could be your absolute finest hour. Because I want to encourage you. Yes, vision is important. We need to have eyesight. And you can watch the news and you can read the news and you can follow your favorite, you know, pundit and all this other stuff. That's fine. But only God is going to give you a vision. Man can give you sight. God gives you vision. Because sight only says, this is what I see. But vision, it tells you, this is what you look for. Don't let man, don't let the media, don't let politicians, don't let situations try to shape your vision. You can look at it, see what's going on, but have a vision for what God is doing. See, vision is what I look for. Sight is just what I see. But vision is, okay, out of what I see, this is what I'm paying attention to. This is what I'm looking at. This is what I know God is having me focus on right now, because you become what you behold. So you got to be careful what you behold. And there's something, there's three benefits. There's three major benefits that you're going to get when you become a person of vision. I mean, hyper vigilant on being a person that is intentional with the vision that God is giving them. Number one, the number one benefit is clarity, but clarity has three benefits to it. When you have vision, you're going to have clarity, but clarity defines your target. See, when I have a vision, I have clarity of sight. Oh, I'm seeing things for what they really are right now. I'm not seeing things based on the opinion of man. It's not being shaped by media. It's not being shaped by whatever else. I see things as God would have me see them. When you have that, you have clarity, and clarity will give you a way of defining your target. Okay, this is what God's wanting me to go after. This is my goal. This is my objective. This is what I'm reaching for. This is what I'm grasping hold of. Clarity gives you a definition of target. It will refine your technique. This is how I'm going to go about it. Okay. You know, Father's Vineyard has a vision to love God, love people, and make a difference. That's what we're about. Okay. That's a mission statement that comes out of a vision, right? And so what do? We got our target is people, our community, Rutherford County, Cleveland County, Henderson County, Spartanburg County, Cherokee County, all the surrounding counties of Western North Carolina, upstate South Carolina. We have a heart and a passion, and it beats for those people. That's what God has put in our vision that informs our mission. So it defines our target, and it refines our technique, because as we have a vision for these people and for this community and this world that we're in right now, sometimes our technique has to refine. If you'll notice, you're listening to your message today from home, and it's being presented in a broadcast studio rather than in a behind a pulpit at church to honor what the local government officials wants us to do. So if I have clear vision, if we have clear vision, they're like, at the church, we have a clear vision. This is what we're about. We love God, love people. We're going to make a difference. Well, how do we love God? By showing his benevolence and worshiping him and showing his benevolence to our local community. So when we love on people, when we give to people, when we encourage people, when we empower people, we're loving on God because we're doing his work, right? So when you have clarity, it defines your target, it refines your technique, and it confines your time, right? So to be able to do this, we say no to other things. You know, there's a blue million other things we could be doing right now, but our time is confined because we want to get together right now, whether COVID-19 or Corona or anything else is going on. What we want to do right now for this moment, for this time, we want to worship God. We want to hear what he's saying. We want to connect, even if it's on social media. We want to connect with one another because we might be isolated from each other physically, but to insulate, you know, ourselves from outward diseases and stuff like that. But we don't have to be isolated from each other. And that's how we're connecting. So when we have a vision, we have clarity, and clarity brings us that. And so that's why we're here today. That's what we're doing. So I want to talk to you real briefly in the next few moments, a biblical story that we're all familiar with, but I want to bring out some things that I think would help us. And is very apropos for the time that we live in. The story of Joseph and the coat of many colors is more than just a children's story from the Bible. Cause the Bible says his ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And I think when you get a vision for what God is doing and you can look through the eyes of faith of what he's doing, you're literally putting the coat of favor on. That's how you put that favor of God and you wrap yourself into it. And I think that coat represents a lot of things. I think there's a reason, there's a prophetic reason why it was of many colors, because, you know, God is so not going to be cornered in one area or the other that, oh, he's this, that. He is so big and he is so massive in how he can get to different people, different ways and different methodologies and all of that. And that coat of many colors, that favor of many colors says to you and I, it says that we can, no matter our background, our history, the color of our skin, the Is that male, female? It doesn't matter. When we put that favor on, God says you can do all things and you can do anything and you can get to anybody that I need you to get to. Because now it's not Terry Wilson that's coded in Terry Wilson, but it's the favor of God that's on Terry Wilson that has this wide spectrum, huge bandwidth of ability to do great and exceeding and abundant things. You know, the Greeks loved philosophy. If you wanted to study a culture and study the Greek culture, one of the things you would have to say about them is they loved philosophy. The word philosophy comes from two other Greek words, phileo, which means love, and sophia, which means knowledge. So they loved knowledge. You know, there's nothing wrong with knowledge, but the problem is knowledge alone just puffs up, and it doesn't. Knowledge is just information. That's all it is. And we live in a society, we live in a culture, we live in a time where there's huge value on knowledge. And it's like one of my favorite politicians said one time, it's not that people know so much, it's they know so much that isn't so that's hurting them. And we live in a world now that people are just crammed full of information, that sometimes the information is not true. And that's why if we have an eye of faith, we have an eye of what God is doing, we look to what he is doing and how he's doing it, we can gain, as James says, he will give you wisdom. He says, any man lacks wisdom, just ask God, and he will lavishly pour it out on him. So there is a way that you can know a little, but have a lot of knowledge, or excuse me, a lot of wisdom on what little you know, and God can mean, I mean, he can just show up and show out and do things that, you know, I've seen it done in my own life. I'm not a person of any degree. I'm not a person of any credentials from a higher education. I'm not downing that or anything, but the little bit I know, I have seen God take just the very little things I know and just infuse them with supernatural words of knowledge, which is wisdom, with wisdom, and just seeing them explode in my hands with just the very little that I've got. That is the favor of God, and that's how he works. And so, you know, over there, Paul says in Ephesians, it's the manifold wisdom that's found in what? The church. So now is not a time to separate, to isolate, even if we have to do it on social media. The way you're going to find the favor of God, the way you're going to find the manifold wisdom of God, Paul says over in Ephesians, is it comes through his body, the church. And so that's what we're here today. That's why we're here on this stream. That's why we're listening to what God is doing, because we're looking for wisdom, because it's only going to be the wisdom of God that's going to show us how to navigate the waters that has got so many people troubled now. But I'm telling you, if we seek his wisdom, we seek his way, we go after what he's doing, I'm telling you, he just might turn this time into your greatest moment to showcase what he's about. There's one thing about favor I want to talk to you about. Favor can be received, but it cannot be achieved. Favor is something we receive from God. We don't achieve it from God. And I take you back to, you know, the story of Joseph. Go over to Genesis 37:3. He says how Israel loved Joseph more than any other of his sons because he was the son of his old age. He made him a robe of many colors. So the whole reason Joseph received that coat from his father is because of the favor. But Joseph didn't earn it. Joseph didn't go out and work on it and appease his father to the point, okay, Joseph received it because of his relationship and who he was to his father. And it's just like Father God, you're not going to earn the wisdom and the favor that God's got for you. God's going to give it to you if you ask for it. And I'm telling you, now's not a time to sit back and shut her back and say, oh, woe is me. Well, I'm just so-and-so from such-and-such. I don't deserve, can't do. No. Now's the time to say, God, you said in your word that eye is not seen, ears not heard, nor has it ever entered into the heart of man what you could do for those that call according to your prayer. And God, I'm just calling on you right now. I need your favor. Just ask him right now, because in the book of James, he says, he will give you wisdom, and wisdom, the fruit of wisdom, is a life that is just littered with the success of God. When you have wisdom in relationships, you have good relationships. When you have wisdom in child rearing, you have a better, when you have wisdom in your life operating, you have the fruit of wisdom. And wisdom comes from God Almighty, who is willing and able and just wants to lavish it out. And I'm telling you, you can have your finest hour right now by just pulling on the wisdom of God, but it's received, it's not achieved. But I'll tell you something else about favor. It is profitable, but sometimes it's not popular. The favor of God, the wisdom of God, the vision of God, seeing God, the things that God has, it's going to be profitable for your soul. It's going to be profitable for your spirit, man. It's going to be profitable for your business. It's going to be profitable for your relationships. It will profit you to do things God's way, but it sometimes won't be, especially in today's world. Remember Babe Ruth, did you think it's right for you to be doing so well? And you're doing better than the president of the United States. Well, I had a better year. That's what he said. But that's God. God, it can favor you right now through everything that's going on right now. God can just be, you could have your finest hour right now. You could be doing better than you've ever done right now with the world falling apart. You could. And that's how God works a lot of times. And you know, over there in 37:4, Genesis 37:4, he says, but when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all of his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peacefully to him. Sometimes the favor of God is profitable for you, but it's not popular. So if you want to walk in favor, it's not a popularity contest to have favor. But boy, I tell you what, the world needs favor. The world needs the favor of God operating in your life to benefit this world. It really does. And sometimes the ability to help, the ability to bring healing, the ability to offer an ailing world the medicine it needs will be hated. Sometimes the help that you can bring will be hated. Over in Genesis 37:5, he says this, now Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him even more. First of all, he's walking around with this coat of many colors. He's just got the anointing of favor on his life. And then he has a dream, and he tells them about it, and they hate. Why? They were already jealous, but now they just hate the man. What they interpreted as the dream is, I'm going to have to be subservient. Who do you think you are? You're the younger brother, and we're going to be bowing down to you. What they didn't see in that dream is, no, there's going to come a time that the circumstance is going to make you bend. There's going to be a famine in the world. There's going to be a time where you're not going to be able to get what you used to get. There's going to be a time where you're going to have to socially separate. You're not going to be able to go and come as you want. There's going to be a time when the circumstances of life are going to have you bowing and bending over. But your brother there is going to be standing with a solution. See, jealousy will make you look at things and like, who do you think you are? And that's where the world's at. But I'm telling you what, don't let the hate take you away from bringing help, because God has called us to be a people that helps others, even when they spit in our face. The Bible says, blessed is the man that suffers for the name of Christ. So when you're giving your fellow man the very help that they need, don't do it with an anticipation that, well, I'm going to get rewarded by that person. They're going to love me. They're going to thank me. Oh, Terry, thank you. No. Sometimes the patient hates the doctor because he doesn't want to take the medicine. And if you truly want to help people, you give them the truth of God in love, but you give them the truth. There's many things in scripture right now. There's many things that God is saying that won't be popular. It won't. But do you want to help people, or you just want to be popular with people? Do you want to help this community, or you just want to be thought well of? Sometimes you're going to have to say things. And I tell you, for a personality type, sometimes for some of you guys, I don't have a problem with that at all. I don't care. And other people, it's like, man, that's tough. I get it either way. But we're not going to let what we're called to do by God be shaped by anything other than being called by God to do it. So the help sometimes can be hated. And I'll tell you something else. Every one of you, every single one of you that's on this live stream today has been called to God, called of God to be a help. But your calling is going to be challenged at times. The very calling on your life to go and do what God has called you to do, it's going to be challenged. So don't back up when you're moving forward in faith, because you have a vision for what God has called you to do, and you're spreading God's goodness. You're smiling to people. You're posting things on social media of uplifting, of good report, of things that's going to be uplifting. And you're not just being a problem reporter, but you're being a problem solver because you know the solution. When you walk in that and you start operating in that, the calling, that charge that you're going out with and that, it's going to be challenged. Genesis 37:23 says, so when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the robe of many colors he wore. They stripped it off, the very calling on his life. They took the favor on his life. They tried to strip it. And the same thing is going to happen with you and I, because we live in a world that sometimes the misery is so much that they just act out of it and they can't stand anything else. Sometimes you're going to be thrown into an area of your life that feels deep, like there's no way out of this. You feel deserted. Where is God? And you feel dry. But over in 37:24, he says, and they took him and they threw him into a pit, and the pit was empty and there is no water in it. And maybe you feel that way today, but let me encourage you. The Bible says over in Hebrews, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll never leave you or leave you dry and desolate. He says that and he repeats it over and over. I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you. I'm telling you what, one of the things that's going to be a challenge for some of us is we're at home. We're not getting to get out as much as we like to right now. And all of a sudden, boy, we're just feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm by myself. Da, da, da. God's with you. God's here. God's with you right now. He hasn't forsaken you. Don't let the enemy lie to you that you're off in a corner, forgotten about, and God doesn't care. No, God cares, and God's with you right now. And there's people with us on this live stream right now that's there and will be there. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in right now, thefathersvineyard.org, go under contact. Let us know. We'll pray and believe because you are not alone. God knows, and we want to help, and we want to be there for you and pray with you as well, because now's not a time to back up. Now's not a time to say, oh God, where are you at? Because God is still on the throne. He has not left at all. And you're going to feel betrayed at times. One of the things about being challenged, and Joseph was challenged, is his own brothers betrayed him. So maybe right now, during this situation that we're in a country and in a community, you're just like, whoa, whoa. You know, I remember a time, Gina and I, when we lost our business, we felt betrayed by some people. I'm just being honest with you. We felt like these were people that were family that we thought that would be there through thick and thin. And they were people, and people let you down because we're imperfect. And I'm sure we have let people down, and it hurt. Man, it hurt. But as I saw God move in that situation, and I saw the goodness of God, and I saw God do things that through other means that I didn't even ever know was I had people from Pennsylvania drive down and hand us money that we had never met just so that we could give our kids a Christmas one year because we were just flat broke, busted, and disgusting. That's the God we serve. And it took me a long time to figure out, Terry, quit putting the expectations that I said you could expect of me on other men. Do you have faith that I'm good and will give to you? Or do you have faith that people are good and will give to you? Folks, release your brothers, release your sisters. If you got aught against a brother this morning, if you got aught against the sister, if someone has let you down, release it. Release it, because maybe they didn't know. Maybe they did know. Maybe they intentionally, even so, release it. It's not worth holding on. God, you've got a covenant with God, and God said he will get what you need to you. And he's just looking for a willing vessel to get what he wants to get. And let me tell you something. I look at it now, and I feel bad for some of the folks who could have helped and didn't. And I'll tell you why I felt bad. And I don't say this in a arrogant way or a condescending way or even a judge. I genuinely, because they missed an opportunity to show the love of God. Because I know one thing, what God can get through you, he'll always bring to you. And if you can't show people love and mercy and kindness and benevolence in their time of need, you're stopping the flow of God being able to give you more and more of that. And so I look at their lives today and I was like, man, I hate where. So release people, just release them, because your covenant is with God. And I'm telling you, he will get his goodness to you one way or the other. And the other thing about having favor on your life in this, in a season like this, is you are going to be sometimes promoted in the problem. Sometimes it takes you getting to a problem before you're ever promoted. How do I know that? 37, 36 in Genesis says, meanwhile, the Midianites had sold him into Egypt to Potiphar, and an officer of Pharaoh and the captain of the guard. What that means is the story, as many of you know, Joseph's family throws him into a pit. The brothers debate on whether to kill him or not. And then one of them talks sense into him. Judah comes across and says, don't kill him. He's our brother. Just sell him into slavery. Okay. Now here's the irony. Here's the funny part of this story. Here's the redemption, if you will, of that story in some aspects. Joseph couldn't get a job with Potiphar if he went and applied. But being sold into slavery, this man of God, this man of favor, this man of destiny, got right into the area and the capital and the central part of influence in that whole area. And now God had him where he could promote him beyond his wildest dreams. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Right now, there's layoffs in the community. There's downturns in the economy going on right now. There's all kinds of things. And I'm going to tell you, pay attention to what God's doing, because he might be wanting to promote you. He might. It just might. It just like God to say, the reason I had to bring this about is so you would lose this so I could come over and give you this. Folks, I'm in my broadcast studio today teaching and preaching with the honor of Pastor Terry Howe letting me do this. But I'm sitting in a room that would not be here had I held on to what I was wanting to hold on to for years. See, I was in a different life, in a different world, in a different business, and that's all I knew, and I just held on to it until God broke it from me. And it was painful, and it was the most painful thing, or at least one of them, that I'd ever gone through. But I'm telling you something. I'm here today, and I'm living a life that I don't deserve. I, of course, didn't deserve it, but I just couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine being able to do and enjoy the life that God has given us. I would have never, but because I could have done two things, and thank God he had enough grace on my life that I slipped up. I could have gotten bitter. I could have walked away from the church. I could have walked away from my faith. I could have walked away from believing the goodness and the benevolence and the sure favor of God on my life. I could have walked away and said, pfft. I said, I still believe it. I still believe God is got something for me. And I'm living a life today that comes from not quitting, not giving up, but just saying, okay, God, I'm here. I'm here to learn. Apparently I wasn't learning my lesson. Apparently I didn't have the things I needed to have cognitively, spiritually, emotionally. There were some shortcomings and maybe whatever the reason, but God, I'm here. Teach me. Lead me, develop me. And I'm going to tell you what, when you can do that, God will promote you right in the middle of what you call a problem. God says, no, it's promoting time. Because when you are a person of destiny, God, and listen, when you're a person of destiny, don't get distracted. The enemy, when he sees the benevolence of God on your life in this time, and you start getting promoted and things are happening in your life that you didn't think could happen, let me explain what would happen. And could happen and probably will happen, because it's just like the enemy. Joseph gets promoted. He becomes Potiphar's right-hand man. He has so much influence. And what happens? The enemy uses Potiphar's wife to try to seduce him into a sexual relationship. But thank God, Joseph had enough mindset that he says, no, I'm a person of destiny, and I'm too destined to be distracted. And you have to be the same way. So when you're promoting, because I'm believing and you need to believe because it's the word of God, your promotion is coming right in the middle of this. Your promotion is coming. God is going to use the situation no matter where you're at. If you'll have the eyes of faith, have a vision for what God's doing, God's going to use this right now. And the second thing you need to be aware of is Satan ain't going to like it. Satan's going to try to trip you up. Satan's going to try to be a distraction. Satan's going to try. And when that happens, just say, I'm too destined to be distracted. I am way too destined to be distracted. And don't fall for it, because God will show you how you can see rain during a drought and find your favor in this moment if you let him. God bless you. Make sure you go over to fathersvineyard.org, sign up for the pastor's pen, and Pastor Terry's got a few words for you right now.
Wow, what a great word from Pastor Terry Wilson, and a very timely word as well. He always brings a super word that is from God, and we really do appreciate him and all the teachers and all the preachers that we have that wants to spread the gospel that's in our church. We like giving them an opportunity to share what God has given them. That's good cross-pollination that you're able to hear from different ones, different gifts, and different men from God. But anyway, this thing about God is for you and not against you. I ran across this passage that's in the book of Psalms. It's chapter 56, and starts with verse 9, goes through verse 11. The very moment I call to you for a father's help, the tide of the battle turns and my enemies flee. This one thing I know, God is on my side. I trust in the Lord. And I praise him. I trust in the word of God, and I praise him. What harm could man do to me? With God on my side, I will not be afraid of what comes. My heart overflows with praise to God and for his promises. I will always trust in him. Boy, that is a wonderful, wonderful passage and a great view from the Passion Translation. That's what we read from. We have a great opportunity, like I said before, to be a great representation of God's love and God's care and God's hope and the grace that he gives to his people. We have that wonderful time. I'd like to remind all of you that we're holding a noontime prayer every day to pray. For our government, pray for people, pray against this virus, pray the death out of it, and pray that the life of God would come forth, and that people would have a hope, and people would see the very things that God's wanting them to see, and that we would have a revival in the church, and that we would have a harvest of the world, you know, coming in to the things of God. But before we go, I want to also remind the parents that don't forget, after this goes off, don't forget to go to the website, fathersvineyard.org, and click on either one of the two or both, the children's video, preschool, as well as kids' church. These guys have done a wonderful job of putting together videos and the teachings and worship that include the children. You know, the live streaming, a lot of times what you've just witnessed and what you're witnessing now, a lot of times the children, you know, don't have the thought process or the patience to be able to listen to us. But when they see the videos and see the teachings and hear the worship that they get when they're normally at the facilities, and when that comes on and you're able to watch those with the children, it means a ton to them. Because they get their worship and their spiritual experience online, just as you're having it at this moment in time. The staff do a wonderful job of putting all this stuff together. But I want you to join us again next week as we go live again. And all you streamers and dreamers, you just plug in, and we're going to have a wonderful time as we love God, love people, and make a difference. God bless you from Father's Vineyard.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.